Hi, and welcome to the 2008 Twilight Cinema Series. And you're here to watch The Namesake, recently produced by Mira Nair. The Namesake, it was recently produced by Mira Nair as her most recent personal film to date. And it's based on the novel by Jhumpa Lahiri. Spanning two generations, two clashing cultures, and two very different ways of life crash into each other, and they are intertwined. The question is, what does it mean to be an American family with Asian roots? The film jumps back and forth across the two cities, New York and Calcutta. As a family drama, Ashok and Ashima are virtual strangers in an arranged marriage, and they arrive in the U.S., the land of opportunity. These newlyweds face perils and confusion while trying to establish a meaningful life in a confusing new society. And as a first-generation American teenager, the protagonist, Gogol, must learn to tread between a thin line. On one side is American birthright, and the other, his Bengali roots, while meanwhile searching for his own identity. And in doing so, his path crosses with his parents in ways that illuminate for us the identity crisis and the conflicts he faces. So, in essence, this film is really about movement between the two cities. Buses and planes, bridges and transitions over long periods of time. Modern society is really about this, being on the move. And you'll see many shots of the Howrah Bridge in Calcutta and the Brooklyn Bridge in New York as a way of connecting these two cities. And these bridges are a way of connecting us, just as languages. And so dialogue is a mixture here in this film of both English and Bengali as a way to bridge both worlds. The film was inspired by grief. Mira Nair just lost her parent and was flying back to India with the book The Namesake in her hand. And she read the book Crossing the Atlantic and immediately knew she needed to film it. To her, this book was a portrait of two cities lived by one person. Here, Mira Nair's statement is the most appropriate. This is what she had written to the Sundance Film Festival organizers to get some funding. So I'll quote, "After making a large budget film like Vanity Fair, I wanted to return to a small-scale mobile film, which is close to my own reality as a South Asian woman living in America. This is a classic, poignant, meditative story capturing the gothic bustle of old Bengal against the pulsating new look of the young, cool Desi power in the New York City area." The film cost Mira about $9 million to make, and these budget constraints in the U.S., because of the high cost of production here, made them shoot two scenes in India, as if to look like they were shot in New York. So look out for the cooking scene shot in an Indian apartment, and the honeymoon dance scene shot in Mira Nair's hotel in Calcutta. And there's some other interesting notes about this film, are that Mira Nair had originally cast the role for Gogol, the protagonist, early on. Now, the film actor Cal Penn heard about this film and heard about the production and that Mira Nair was directing it. So he immediately contacted her, flew from California to New York, and imposed an audition on Mira to see if he could be cast in the film. She hired him immediately upon watching his first audition, which is quite an interesting event. So Mira had also cast Jhumpa's family as the family that attends the Gangula party. And the role of Ashok Ganguly was cast well in advance. When she was 29, she had made Salaam Bombay, and Ashok Ganguly character was also in Salaam Bombay when he was 18, so she knew him quite well. One other last note is that Frederick Elms is a cinematographer with an exceptional reputation. and he had worked to create a unique look for this film by using a special developing process known as bleach bypass. This desaturates some of the colors, and it gives a harsher cinematic look for both the New York and Calcutta scenes. At times when the director wanted to highlight some of the emotional moments and give it more of an impressionistic feel in order to be able to treat both cities like one. Enjoy the show, please.